Y'all heard?
Hey, everybody. This is Y'all Heard,
a podcast where me, Marissa Phillips,
and me, Pete Phillips,
and we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world, from
food
to fetishes,
celebrities
to unsung heroes. From things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know. Pete, I'm going to be kind and volunteer to say how I am before running to ask you how you are, if you would prefer.
Boy, this is... You are graceful, Marissa.
Okay. we've had an interesting couple of weeks. Oh, well, guys, we haven't talked to you forever, have we?
Yeah, we've had an interesting couple months.
Yeah, I forgot. The last podcast I did was with my husband, which I don't ever want to do again. I mean, he's not going to listen to this, but I'm just going to say, the way my husband talked on that podcast is not how he talks in real life. And I don't know what it is about when he's on camera. He just becomes so serious or talks with an accent that I wouldn't let him talk with.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, I don't know how to break him from it. But anyway.
I like, though, how he fought with you about it. He's like, no, this is the way I talk. Like, and even me, I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, guys, there's a whole segment where Pete had to edit out where Aaron took on some sort of persona, and I was like, stop doing that. And he was just like, oh, it was so weird. So, yeah. Anyway, that's not how I am. I'm okay. I was telling Pete, I got sick the day after Christmas. I'm still a little bit sick. My entire family got sick, actually. Like, my whole extended family. So I don't know what happened there. And, I had a birthday. I'm 39, which is whatever. I had multiple birthday celebrations.
Nice.
Because we bought too many cakes, and we just kept putting candles in the cakes. And then singing me happy birthday again. Oh, Pete, there's a place called Nothing Bundt Cakes, so BUNDT, and they have gluten-free Bundt cakes.
Nice.
Oh, delicious. But anyway, the main thing to say about my birthday is I saw Nosferatu. And why are you laughing?
Do you hate yourself?
Why? You thought it looked bad?
No, I just read that it was... Well, first of all, I was wondering how they were going to take a 20-minute silent film and make it into a probably 2-hour movie at least.
Yeah.
But
wait,
also,
what
I read
did
that
you
it was
read?
I read that it was very violent.
It actually wasn't. No, it actually. I read Common Sense Media, which is the website for when you want to see if you could a child could see a movie, to make sure I was prepared. It actually wasn't that bad at all. There was a couple things here and there, but I was like, no. So actually, it wasn't that violent.
Good.
It was beautiful. It was just, I don't know. You have to think of it more as an art film than a, like, plot film. Also, I realized that, one, my husband doesn't know anything about vampires. And two, like, I just take for granted everybody knows. So he was just like, why did he die with the sun? I was like, you fucking kidding me? I was like, whoa! And then I had to, like, just give my husband a crash course on vampires. Absolutely fucking loved it. It was so beautiful. Aaron he didn't hate it, but he was just like, he didn't understand how sacred it was for me. And this is not, if you weren't there, it's not going to make sense. But for some reason, he was doing this bit where he just kept referring to people as Feratus. And, like, there was a big backup in the parking lot, and he's like, oh, all these Feratus are leaving at the same time. And it was filling me with rage. Because I was like, stop ruining this beautiful movie! And he just kept saying Feratus, and I almost divorced him. So, that's how my birthday was. I saw a beautiful movie. Oh, he did try and dress gothic, so I gave him credit about that. But, man, he doesn't even know how to pretend like a movie. So that
I kind of like it. As a joke, though, because the original Nosferatu had a funny-looking nose. So I kind of love if he was going around like, and hair was the defining quality for somebody, and he called them a hairferatsu.
You know, I don't.
And he just decided that it was a compound word of nose and feratu.
I guess. Well, see, he didn't see the original. He didn't even know what the original was. Before we move on, I just want to say that the movie was beautiful, but they gave Nosferatu, or Count Orlok, a gigantic fucking mustache. That was infuriating. And I was like, that took me out of the movie. Why does he have a mustache? Monsters shouldn't have mustaches. Like, I know he was like a human.
Actually, most monsters have mustaches.
Name two, immediately.
I guess rapists and child molesters.
Okay. Okay, sure. Fine. Sure. Anyway, he had a distracting mustache, but later on, it occurred to me, someone pointed out to me, that, I don't know, it kind of made him look more like Vlad the Impaler, so I guess, okay?
Yeah, but he's not Vlad the Impaler, right?
I know, but I mean, like, if you want to, like, make some reference, then okay. But yeah, I was like, that took me out of it. But it was beautiful. Pete, how are you?
I'm coming back to you guys from a long time off. And while I was home, I took notes.
And how you were?
To have things to talk about on the podcast. And the first one is, I got to my mom's house back around Thanksgiving, and I went into my bedroom, and there was a thing in the middle of the floor. And so I reached down to pick it up, and it squashed in my hand.
Ew, what is this?
It was a creature that I did not know existed.
Oh, God.
Marissa, have you ever heard of a spider cricket?
I have. I've never seen one, but I know someone who had spider crickets all in their house, and it made me want to die.
Yeah. And it reminded me of Spider-Man in a way, because I saw a spider cricket outside, and I was like, kill it. And then I was like, no, don't kill it. It's not causing you any trouble. Just let it go.
No, kill it.
It came back and killed Uncle Ben.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But then I wasn't quite sure if it was dead, so I put it in the trash can.
Yeah.
And we still weren't sure if it was dead. I don't know. Anyway, it scared us for a little while.
Do crickets do, like, a really good service, or can I want them all dead?
I thought they ate spiders, but I can't imagine a spider cricket eating a spider.
I thought spiders red. Red? I'm sorry. I can't even multitask. I pressed the button and then said red. Yeah, I bet spiders read a lot. No, I thought spiders ate other bugs, and that's why we're supposed to be nice to spiders.
Crickets eat leaves, flowers, stems, fruit, grasses, and seeds.
No,
they eat smaller insects, insect eggs, and larvae.
Ugh, okay, don't talk anymore. I don't want winter to come. I mean, summer.
None of that is in our house, though. So what are they doing in my house?
They probably want warmth.
Stupid.
But all the crickets that are normally in my neighborhood are dead now, though. So I don't understand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you see the hundreds of commercials for Macy's over Christmas?
I don't know. What about them? Like, what happened in them?
I think she's called, like, a gift. I don't know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
But Alison Brie is in them?
Oh. Maybe. I recall seeing her in commercials lately, but I don't know, like, doing what.
But, yeah, I was like, huh. The first time I saw them, I was like, huh, that's Alison Brie? Huh.
You didn't? Why? She looks different?
No, just... Why is she doing commercials?
Oh, yeah, I know. She's like pretty. She's in a lot of stuff. Not pretty. Not she's pretty. I would say, she's pretty prolific with her films. I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
And so my mom had her successful knee surgery, everybody. And the day after, what they told her at the place was, stay ahead of the pain. So treat pain that you don't have yet, which... Doesn't
that seems
sound
like that's problematic.
Yeah. So yeah. She woke up feeling a little stiff on Christmas Day. And so she was like, maybe now is when I'm supposed to take the oxy.
Oh, God.
So mom was pretty much out the whole day for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But might have been the next day. I don't know. But at some point, I was doing all the cooking and everything like that. And so, I came into the living room with everybody after doing some of that, and I sat down, and then one of these Macy's commercials came on, and my sister goes, "Mom wants you to go out with her. Mom wants me to date Allison Brie."
Oh, I thought you meant go outside. What?
I get it now, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. I like that. That's a fun story.
Yeah.
So, well, you should, except I think she's married to What's-His-Face's brother.
Sure.
Franco. She's married to the younger Franco.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So, sorry. I'll email your mom.
Nothing lasts. It's fine.
Yeah. So, is that the end of how you are, or any?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I will tell everybody, as I told Marissa, my cousin died, and the only thing that I wanted to say on a podcast about it, because I know that we have some people who listen, who struggle like Marissa and I do, just sort of day to day.
Yeah.
But he worked at Wawa, and he made sandwiches, and I don't know that he worked the register very much, but he pumped gas. He kind of did like everything over there. And there were easily like 150 people at his funeral.
Wow.
And I think that I kind of just wanted to tell everybody out there, like, you might think like you don't have a huge impact, but, and this is a guy who, if you met him, you'd be like, he seems really quiet. He doesn't, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, but sometimes when those people disappear, it's because they died.
And yeah.
Maybe you don't get to hear about it because, you know, you don't know their last name, or you're not like friends with them on Facebook or whatever. But anyway, just that you can have a pretty big impact, even if, you know, I guess society would tell you that you don't have a big impact because you're not like a CEO or some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, nobody thinks that. I hope that listens to our podcast. But that's nice. And I am very sorry about your cousin.
Yeah.
Well, get ready, guys, to listen to a bunch of stuff that will not have a big impact on anything. And it's real stupid. But
icebreaker.
My icebreaker is, are there any products that make you upset, just the fact that they exist upsets you?
I'm sure there are. One of the things that I hate, this is kind of not going to be a specific answer, but I hate it when they have products that tell you they'll do something that nothing can do.
like what?
So when I went back to work, I swiped my ID card on the parking thing to get into the parking lot, and nothing happened. And I was like, maybe I can fit through here.
Okay.
I couldn't fit through there. I scratched my car.
Oh,
and
no.
So I go home and I'm like, what can I get to get out of scratch? And I order this stuff and I follow all the directions to a T, and it looks like the scratch is gone and I'm excited. And then the next day I go to my car and I'm like, there's the scratch. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, what could possibly be in this shit anyway that would make me think that this would take
really
the scratch away?
Shit.
And like, in addition, like while I was waiting for the stuff to dry and, you know, everything like that, I was like, I'm going to clean all the windows on my car. And I have Rain-X windshield wipers. And Rain-X says, you need to also get our Rain-X window spray, so that you can treat your window so that the windshield wipers work better. And I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do this. Why not? And I cleaned all the windows, and then the next day I started on my trip down to New Jersey for my cousin's funeral, and the moment I ran my windshield wipers, the whole thing was just smudged and like dirty all over again. And I'm like,
oh.
Why do these products exist? They don't do anything. Because, again, in both of them, I'm following the directions on the can because I don't, I want the benefit that they're promising me.
Yeah.
So I think it's stuff like that where, like, if it was a bottle of Windex and I sprayed it and it did that, I'd be like, well, I mean, hell, it was only Windex.
Yeah.
But to pretend that you're better than Windex.
I know. Yeah. Okay. I get it. I did miss. You bought this on Amazon? Or did you buy this?
Both of the products I got through Amazon, but they weren't necessary. Like, I could have gone probably, like, AutoZone and gotten the same ones, yeah.
They weren't, like, a brand name that was, like, Ed Zuby. Like,
no. I had the option for that, and I was like, no, I'm going to get the Rain-X one.
Aw, that stinks. Because I buy lots of Ed Zubys that don't work.
Yeah, I'm thinking of buying an Ed Zuby. I wanted to get one of those. I promise I'm not going to talk about this on the podcast unless people chime in or leave a voicemail or send an email and say that they want to hear more about it.
Okay.
I want to get one of those nasal irrigation systems.
What do you mean? You don't mean a neti pot?
No. This is like an electric neti pot, sort of.
Nope. Even if you decide to talk about this because someone wants you to, I'm not being honest. Just so you know, I refuse to be on any podcast about a nasal irrigation system.
And the one, like the name brand one, costs $100 or more.
Wow.
But okay. I could get like a no-name brand for like $60. So that's what I'm dealing with right now, guys. Okay. Okay. How about you, Marissa? What's a product that exists that you hate? You know what else? Probably Reese's pretzels.
Wait, you mean Reese's with pretzels inside of them? Or
yeah.
Pretzels with Reese's around? Oh, okay. I hate the Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that might not be the hottest take in the world, but now I need to know, because I hate this town, and everything here makes me angry, and I spend way too much time in this town. And so I'm not sure whether a billion fucking people own Cybertrucks in the small town of Hershey, Pennsylvania, or if the person who owns a Cybertruck is everywhere. Every time we go to the gym, the Cybertruck's there. Half the time when we go to the Mexican restaurant, the Cybertruck's there. I've seen the Cybertruck parked on the street. I see a Cybertruck at least two times a week.
And you're getting stalked.
Yeah, I'm getting
by a Cybertruck.
Yeah. So I was telling Aaron, like, I fucking hate this town. Why does everyone have Cybertrucks? And he's like, maybe everywhere has Cybertrucks. We just don't know.
Does the Cybertruck have a personalized plate?
You know what? Ooh, I didn't notice. I should look at that.
I was driving, and there was this guy who was also driving.
Yeah, okay.
And I was coming up on, like, stopped traffic. So I'm coming up. I slow down. And in my rearview mirror, I see the guy, like, throw his hands up, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, there's a bunch of cars. So he sees that. He calms down. Anyway, eventually when everything clears up, he goes and passes and gets in front of me. And his license plate said, all risk. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
First of all, that doesn't sound good.
Oh, man.
But yeah, sorry.
What an idiot.
I've seen maybe, like, I haven't seen any Cybertrucks up here, but you know this is a different financial bracket than where you live. I have seen some down by Mom's, and one of them we both saw just because a woman was at, we're leaving a diner, and a woman's just sort of standing out on the, I guess you'd call it a porch, I don't know, before you go down the stairs, the landing, and she's just staring off into the distance, shaking her head. And we both look, and we don't really notice what she's looking at. And we're like, what are you looking at? And she's like, look at that Cybertruck over there. It's so fucking gross.
Yeah. It looks insane. Guys, I would assume by now you've seen a Cybertruck. If not, Google
it. If not, you can look at the show cover, because I'm sure I'll find one and put one there.
Okay, yeah. And if not, if you just want to visualize it, I would describe a Cybertruck as being what someone in the 80s would imagine a futuristic truck would look like. Like, the Cybertruck looks like it belongs
I would actually go so far as to say the same thing, except that they are making, like, a toy car for a kid.
Yeah.
Because nobody who designs cars would actually go, this works.
Yeah, exactly. So pretend it's a toy for a kid in the 80s, and it's supposed to be a toy that is from the future. I mean, it's supposed to be a toy depicting a car from the future. But it's specifically what 80s people in the 80s thought the future looked like. Like, it looks like it belongs in Epcot's future world. And it also looks like it's made backwards. Like, the yeah. front of the truck looks like it would be the back of the truck. It looks insane. And so if you're not familiar with Hershey, PA, it's an affluent town. It's a tourist town. There's a fucking, for the record, I do not have, there's a bunch of million-dollar houses near us. We do not live in them. Mm-hmm. I want that to make it clear. We are not here because we are affluent, bougie fucks. We're here because my husband needs to work here. But, like, I guess it's a status symbol in a way, but it looks so donkey. That's not the appropriate word. Not the word. Not the animal. Like, it looks like, I just keep saying donk. Like, it looks like fucking doofy. That it doesn't yeah. look like a rich person would want it.
But, like, even doofy sort of, like, implies curves of stupidity yeah, of some kind.
It looks
kind.
So, I, donkey, not the animal. D-O-N-K-Y is how I mean. Mm-hmm. It looks donkey. That is the best way I know to describe it. So, I was like, why the fuck are people buying this? What is the purpose? Can I even see out the back? So, today we're going to talk about the Cybertruck.
Is this like I feel going to apply to most Teslas?
Because
I feel like people buy this is the other one. I'm like, why are people buying Teslas? If every single car company has an electric car now, why are you buying a Tesla?
Yeah, well, I guess. Well, this is considered. I don't know. This was the, unfortunately, the highest selling pickup truck of 2024. It was supposed to be a really good offer. Let me get into it. But yeah I don't know. But no, I don't go a deep dive in Tesla as a whole. I specifically want to know about the Cybertruck because it looks so insane and because it doesn't look like you could look out the back window. So yeah, if you're not familiar, and I didn't know that the Tesla is a, I know it's a battery electric truck. I didn't know it was a pickup truck. Because
actually, as you started talking about it, I was like, why is it called a truck? And then I put in Cybertruck bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, these trucks have been built by Tesla since 2023. And like Pete just said, if you're like me, you're like, how the fuck is this a pickup truck? As I was doing this research, I was like, what is a pickup truck? How? This truck does have a truck bed, like a pickup truck. Just the, what the fuck is it called? The thing that covers it? Give me a second.
I haven't seen any Cybertruck, and I doubt you have either, Marissa, with, like, the bed in use. It's like, if you can afford this, you're not moving shit manually. You're paying people to move stuff.
Exactly. Like, I feel like people who like pickup trucks wouldn't buy this, and people who would buy this don't want a pickup truck. Like, I don't understand the overlap. But I can't think of the word. But, yeah, the thing that you can cover a truck bed with, which all pickup trucks have, you could use it, it looks a little different than normal. So you can't tell this is a pickup truck at first glance. So Tesla sold 38,965 pickup trucks in 2024. My mind is blown. According to estimates from Cox Automotive. I really thought it was a niche truck. But that's why I was like, why do some people have it here? As I stated, it was the best-selling electric pickup. Not the best-selling pickup truck, just best-selling electric pickup truck.
Oh, good.
In the U.S. And the fifth best...
I'm so sorry to put you on the spot.
Probably no, but ask me.
Do you know how many other electric pickup trucks there are?
I don't know. I assume there are more than two others, but there are two big contenders. Like, Ford has one that it's surprising that Cybertruck surpassed that. So, again, I don't know how many total, but there are two other top contenders. And this was actually the fifth best-selling battery-powered model overall. So, two models of this truck are currently offered. What I'm about to say, I don't even know what it means, but if you know about cars, it might mean something to you. There is a tri-motor all-wheel drive version called the Cyber Beast, whatever, and a dual-motor all-wheel drive model. Apparently, a single-motor rear-wheel drive model is supposed to come out in 2025. Will it? I don't know. Sales have been dropping. We'll get to that.
Yeah, Elon's a little busy right now with the government and all.
So, Tesla CEO Elon Musk's idea for a pickup truck were first stated publicly in 2012 and 2013. He envisioned building a, quote, Tesla super truck with crazy torque, dynamic air suspensions, and corners like it's on rails. I don't even know what those words mean. When sharing initial concept images, Musk described the truck as having, quote, cyberpunk or Blade Runner style. Bitch, you wish.
It looks like the floor of a half pipe. It looks like people should be playing X Games on it.
Yeah, I know. It's so ugly. The Cybertrucks out today start at around $80,000. I have not ever bought a car for more than $2,000 from my brother. How much is your car about when you bought it? I don't know. Because Aaron was surprised.
How much does it cost?
What?
How much does it cost?
$80,000.
Okay, I'll tell you this. When my uncle got his Ford F-150 pickup truck, I think it was $82,000.
Okay, yeah.
But he got a bunch of like bells and whistles on it. Okay. When I got my car, it was probably closer to $25,000.
Okay.
$25,000 to $30,000 maybe.
Of course, he didn't think it's cheap at all. But my husband was surprised that it was you could get one as cheap as $80,000 because. I guess he thought people who bought it were like trying to make this like bonkers, like look at me status symbol. But I guess he thought it was gonna be like 100,000, which you can get ones for 100,000with more bells and whistles. But yeah, you can get them starting at around 80,000. So the truck comes with a number of driver assistance features, including forward and side collision warnings.
I have them.
Ooh. Forward automatic emergency braking.
I have that.
Pedestrian detection.
I mean, I guess so.
Okay.
What does that mean? It tells me if something's in front of my car.
Yeah, I assume it's coverable. blind spot monitoring.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And a rear view camera, which is important to note, because that rear view camera is a must, because the car has no rear view mirror. And you can barely see out the back window because it's obstructed by the cover of the bed.
So how is this a legal car then?
If
you were driving your car and you had both of your windows or both of your side mirrors chopped off by some kid with a baseball bat, if you were driving around like that, the police would pull you over because you don't have a rear view mirror.
Oh, wait, let me, well, you're half right. Let me get to something. I didn't say it doesn't have side mirrors. It doesn't have a rear view mirror. So the one that's like right at the truck. However, because legally you cannot make a car without side view mirrors. But get this. Elon Musk wanted no mirrors on his vehicle. Like a psycho.
But he's goofy looking.
Yeah. So he was forced to put mirrors due to federal regulations. However, he made them so that they could be easily removed by their owners.
Just like suction cupped on.
So I don't know if it's illegal to drive without side mirrors. But yeah, when I saw a Cybertruck, the first thing I thought was,
this is why he wants to run the government under Trump. Just so he can outlaw mirrors.
Exactly.
Because he's a vampire too, Marissa.
Yeah, clearly. No, don't even. That's an insult to vampires. But yeah, the moment I saw the Cybertruck, I was like, there's no fucking way they could see out the back of their car. And I'm correct. I mean, they can with a screen, but they can't naturally. So anyway, the truck has all these cameras because the driver can't see any other way. So these cameras are supposed to be sufficient to make sure you know what's in your blind spot and what's behind you. For an added $8,000, you can add Tesla's full self-driving feature, which, by the way, is not actually fully self-driving. When you asked who wants a Tesla, no, we didn't, obviously, but my husband was like, it's expensive. Do you want one? You refuse to drive. This could help you. Maybe it'll drive you everywhere.
Except the one time that you need to take over is when the car is not doing what you want. And that one time is when you are freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the also, one time you need the car to take over is when something goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But also, we questioned someone at a Tesla store. Well, also, I was like, I will be embarrassed because I will clearly have a Tesla. And anytime people see Teslas, they're like, oh, that person has a Tesla. Like, you notice when someone has a Tesla. And, like, people would pay too much attention to me if I was in a Tesla. Also, I would hate myself because I hate Elon Musk. But third, we went to a Tesla store and said, how much self-driving? She doesn't want to drive at all. And they're like, no. It only, like, drives on highways. And I was like, that's true, what I thought. Yeah. Okay, we're not there yet, world. Anyway. So that's basically, like, you know, those are the basics. And because I want to make it clear that this is not just me bashing on Tesla, which I really all I want to do. I will also add that some of the pros of this truck is that it is said to have a larger truck bed than most, if not all, other electric trucks on the market. So that's like a big deal. So if you did want to like fucking put a bunch of shit in your truck bed, this one is bigger than the Ford's truck bed and the other truck bed. Again, electronic trucks, not all pickup trucks. And it's said to tow pretty well. And it's also said to have a lot of bells and whistles if you want to go off-roading. Cool, cool, whatever. If you want to know all the pros of Tesla, you look at that yourself. Because now we're just going to talk about the drama, controversies, and safety concerns of this disgusting car.
If you got a flat tire, it's going to run you $470 for a new tire.
How much is a normal car? I've never had a flat tire.
I think it's that much.
For over a decade, I just never had a flat tire, always bought my car secondhand, and had a father who would take care of most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
My mom just got a new set. My mom was kind of conned into getting a sports car, everybody.
Ooh.
So her tires were $600 a piece.
Motherfucker. Did she know that? There's no way she knew that. Yeah, okay, exactly. Wow. Oof.
She was like, I got a $300 bonus from work. I'm going to go get my tires. And the guy was like, come on.
Poor baby. Okay. So let's talk about this shit. Also, if you have a Cybertruck and you're listening to this podcast, one, how'd you find this podcast? Two, call us at 570-POD-1 and tell me why you like it. I'm actually open-minded.
Yeah.
But until someone tells me, I'm just not going to be open-minded. And I was going to make fun of it. So anyway. So to start out, the unveiling of this truck was a bit rocky. When the truck was first unveiled...
So sorry. Also, if you have a Cybertruck and you're listening to this podcast, you clearly have money to throw away. Please sign up at patreon.com/y'allheard. Thank you.
All right. So when it first unveiled, Elon Musk boasted about the truck's particularly strong exterior. He said the exterior was made from newly developed stainless steel alloy, the same metal that's used for the SpaceX rockets. The alloy enables the car to be, quote, literally bulletproof, Musk said. While he did not shoot the truck during its unveiling, he did have a man hit the car with a sledgehammer to show that the truck could withstand damage, and it did. It withstood the sledgehammer damage.
Now, when you say withstood, what do you mean? Did it dent?
You know what? Let me look.
I imagine the sledgehammer didn't go through it, but that's more of a physics thing.
No, it didn't even dent. I mean, he didn't, like, wail at it for hours, but he hit it a couple of times, and it just bounced off, and it didn't dent. So that's impressive. Elon Musk also claimed that the Cybertruck had armor glass windows that are virtually unbreakable. He then had a demonstrator throw a metal ball at all of the windows, and then two of the windows shattered. So they didn't completely, like, break and go on the floor, but they, like, there was a huge-ass shatter to them. Like, they are not unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
And in response, Musk later claimed that the windows were damaged because when the person hit the car with a sledgehammer, that clearly cracked the base of the glass. Which, regardless, doesn't that still mean they're not unbreakable? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. So that was a little awkward from us. So once the car was finally released, in just the first year out in the market, it had 26 complaints, 2 investigations, and 7 separate recalls, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So some of the recalls include, in January of last year, there was a recall due to the warning lights having way too small of a font size, making it incredibly hard for people to read safety information on the instrument panel, increasing the risk of a crash or that they might miss important information. In April 2024, there was also a recall stating that the accelerator pedal of the car could become dislodged and get trapped, causing unwanted acceleration, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a recall. In June of last year, there was a windshield wiper fail, the windshield wiper would just stop working or get stuck, and people couldn't really see when it was raining, and obviously increasing the risk of a crash. And again, there are 7 recalls from 2024. I just called out the ones that seem the most detrimental to me. And in September of 2024, there was a recall stating there was delayed rear view image in the camera, which could increase a crash while backing up, which is insane because there's no window or mirror to look through. So that one infuriates me. It's worth noting that as of December 2024, the vehicle had still not been crash tested by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration or by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. So I guess those are two places that most cars usually do have some crash testing done. The Cybertruck's angular design and stiff stainless steel exterior, which again, it's very boxy, very sharp. So its angular design raised concerns among safety experts, saying that it could significantly hurt pedestrians and cyclists, yeah, if they came in contact, and greatly damage other vehicles on the road.
Also, if a sledgehammer can't dent it, what's a human going to do to it?
Yeah, exactly. And vehicle design experts speculated that the car is likely to fail safety testing in various other countries, including, I don't know why specifically, but including Australia, due to the risk that the car poses to both occupants and people outside the vehicle if there's a crash. So, yeah, I don't even think...
Sure sounds like Australia cares more about their citizen safety.
Oh, 100%. Yep. So Tesla, of course, defended the design, saying that the structures of the Cybertruck would absorb an impact during a crash and pointing out that it passed a U.S. regulatory review. Of course, Musk wants less regulated than the U.S., so that's fun. Mm-hmm. If there's a crash with a Tesla, man, when I was in a regular car, I was in a Pontiac Sunfire, I got in a crash with an SUV, and my car basically went under the SUV. If I got in a crash with a Cybertruck, I would be sliced in half is what I would speculate. My car would be sliced in half. But anyway, in addition to the official complaints and recalls, there are a lot of articles and consumer complaints floating around online. And one complaint is that a lot of people mention the dangerously sharp corners and edges of the car's exterior. So I was reading this article of someone testing out the truck, just trying to see what it could tow, what they could put in the truck bed. And one aside that they mentioned was while they were unloading the truck bed, they touched the side of the truck bed and it cut his hand. It had, weirdly sharp sort of unfinished edges.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. And it didn't drip blood, but it looked like it took a little bit of skin off. So they had a picture. That was fun. Another issue that kind of, complicates things further, especially in tandem with the sharp edges, is the fact that Tesla has not put sensors in every area of the truck. The kind of sensors, let's say... your car, you press a button to close the trunk. mm-hmm. but someone's hand is in the way of the trunk.
Yeah.
A lot of cars will have sensors like that notice that there's something in the way, so it won't close, so you can't close your hand on it. The Tesla trunks don't seem to have those sensors. Apparently, when you press the button to close the trunk, it will make a beeping noise, you know, that will theoretically alert someone to move their hand.
As but long like as a, they can hear.
Yeah, but like, a, but also like, also a
but
child.
But disabled people shouldn't be driving anyway.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, people, you know, disabled people and children are could both be at risk of, you know, not noticing that. Anyone who's just a me, I daydream, I could not notice that. So those are missing. So one YouTuber did a test to see what happens if you leave something in the way of the trunk. And so they put a carrot. So there's a front trunk and a back trunk, but for the record. And they took a carrot and put it in the way of the front trunk. And when the trunk's sharp doors closed, it just cleanly sliced off a chunk of the carrot. Leading the person to believe that if your hand is there, it would probably take off your finger. There are other YouTubers who have videos.
I'm sorry, but
what?
You buy this truck to look cool, and then you find out that there's a front trunk.
Yeah, like, I don't know whether this was like people just being cheeky or whether Musk refers to it as this, but a lot of people in their articles refer to it as a frunk. The front trunk is a frunk, so that's annoying.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yep. And I did not realize I'm going to the gym after this, so I really hope the Cybertruck is there so I can laugh at it.
Tesla does call it a frunk.
Oh, that's disgusting. You don't know, an idiot. People also complain about the windshield wiper, and Pete, you might go, don't you mean windshield wipers? And I know,
no,
I mean, no.
I do know that one.
Yeah, it has one big-ass windshield wiper, not multiple. Even beyond the recall, there have been a lot of issues with the windshield wipers. So instead of two horizontal wipers that most people have, the Cybertruck has one really large wiper that lies vertical on the car. People have complained that the wiper often gets stuck, that it often does not wipe nearly fast enough, and also they just seem to not be effective in light rain. I don't really understand why it would be better in heavy rain than light rain, but I don't know. So apparently people are having a lot of trouble driving the Cybertruck in the rain.
So this is kind of like one of those like children's toys where you draw something and then you slide the thing over and it erases it. But like...
Yeah. 100%.
How could that be good in hard rain? Because no, I imagine just swishing back and forth like that.
Yeah, I don't... Well, like I said, people say that it doesn't wipe fast enough, so it's probably worse. It's probably terrible in all rain, to be honest. So as I mentioned very briefly at the start, Cybertrucks were kind of flying off the proverbial shelves in 2024. However, it is said that sales have slowed down significantly as of the end of 2024. And I don't exactly have the specifics why, but I assume just everyone who's a Musk head got them all at once. And then everyone was like, that's stupid. I wouldn't get that. And I will also note that this comes along with the fact that Tesla's overall sales dropped in 2024 by as much as 5% in comparison to previous years. I hope that means they're going to keep dropping because Tesla is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. I hope when you see that crazy ass car, you can go, ooh, I know all about that. And then you tell your partner or your spouse or your roommate all these horrible, useless facts I just gave you.
Hey, you know, if I put my dick in the front trunk and then it closed, it would chop it right off.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you were
okay,
on the Cybertruck, don't. Yeah, any questions? Don't give me questions. I don't have any other information than what I gave you.
Yeah, it's weird that we even say that.
Yep.
How much money would someone have to give you for you to drive a Cybertruck for, like... Now, pretend you have a life where you go out and about. Like, you have kids that you have to take to school... you have a job that you have to go to, you go to grocery stores, that sort of thing.
Killing myself with this job?
How much money would someone have to pay you to drive one around for a month?
I'm sorry, I'm still fixated on this life where I have to drive a kid all the time, I have to drive to a job, and I have to do all our groceries.
Yeah.
I don't like this life. also, in this life, am I comfortable driving?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because, God, I haven't driven in like a decade, and you think I want to get in this shit that doesn't have a rear-view window? But, yeah, if I'm comfortable driving, are the windows tinted enough that people can't see me?
No.
I would drive it for 1 week for $1,000, only 1 week. I wouldn't take it. And also, I'm only saying that in the state I am now, where I'll do most things for $1,000. In this world where I'm driving to work and driving my child, I probably have more money. Maybe I just say no, because I would be so mortified. No, you know what? I'd have to say no, because I would be too embarrassed for people to see me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can't pretend to be punk rock and drive a Cybertruck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it.
That would make me a huge hypocrite. So no. How about you?
That is a good question.
I know, I have good questions.
Because it's my question.
Yeah.
If I was going to do it for a month, yeah. I got a couple of questions. One, do I get to keep the truck? Clearly, I don't have to pay for the truck, because then otherwise this is stupid.
Yeah. Do you want to keep the truck?
Well, if I get to keep the truck, then I can at least trade it in for something better.
Oh, yeah. I guess. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, yeah, you just have to drive it. That's all.
You said $1,000 a week? I was really going past 10,000.
No, I changed that. I said none. I changed my mind. That's only in this desperate spot I'm in now, but also in this desperate spot I am in now, I don't drive, so none.
Yeah.
And I resent you for painting this picture of a life that I can do.
I'm just trying to get you outside. That's why I gave you all like a kid and a...
Okay.
Yeah. Basically that you can't just sit at home and not drive and let Aaron take you places if you have the Cybertruck for a month.
Okay. Got it.
Well, Marissa,
Oh, wait, did you give me an answer?
Oh, I was thinking past 10,000. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That seems valid.
You know what? 60.
60,000 or $60?
60,000.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I might change my mind. For 60,000 a week, sure.
Plugs. So do I have anything to plug? Well, first I can plug Patreon, because I posted a late Christmas Pete Ruins a Movie. So you could check that out.
Michael Stinson got really excited because he thought you were reviewing a different movie with that same title. And I was like, do you mean the Lifetime movie? He's like, no. That was funny.
Well, I'll have to... Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I know what movie that is.
Yeah, apparently it's one of his favorites. And he was very disappointed to know that's not what you were reviewing.
Yeah, that's the other fun thing about Lifetime movies. Most of the time they have two titles. I told Marissa I've been enjoying Interior Chinatown on Hulu.
Yeah.
And after a while, I was like, okay, I don't really like to like watch new things with my mom. And again, remember, I was at my mom's for like a month. So yeah. I was like, because if it sucks or if they have like really crass language or something like that, I kind of like to at least know a little bit before I go, hey, let's watch this thing. So
yeah.
I figured it looked okay, but I started watching Man on the Inside on Netflix with Ted Danson.
My family loves that.
It's such an adorable show. I'm only halfway through, though, so no spoilers.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know. I've never seen it, but maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Did you say... I thought you were leading up to whether or not Interior Chinatown was crass and it was weird with your mom.
Oh, no. It's definitely too weird for my mom would be like, what is happening?
Okay.
But, yeah, no. It's just fun to watch, and it's, I think, just started to get super trippy. So now I'm kind of like, I don't know how much further I'm going to be able to go with this.
Oh, yeah, I think the ending was, like, kind of weird for them. But, yeah, anyway, no spoilers.
Have you been, Marissa? What have you been enjoying?
I've been playing video games. Nice. Which is my happy place. If you have a PlayStation, I've been playing Astrobot, which I would say is one of the top 10 platform games I've ever played in my life.
I think it's called Astrobot.
Astro! But fantastic. Such a charming little game. Makes me so happy. I'm also playing... I feel like I'm speaking to no one. I feel like nobody listens... Oh, no, actually, no, I'm sorry. Mike Dominic plays video games. I'm also playing a platformer, an indie platformer called Unravel, where you're a creature made of yarn. And it's really hard to explain, but...
It sounds terrifying.
It's not terrifying. It's hard to explain, and it's kind of hard to play, but the opening sequence made me cry because it was beautiful. And I'm also playing Yakuza Like a Dragon? I forget the exact title. My husband walked in on things out of context. What was it? Oh, so there was a scene in the beginning where, like, someone's beating someone else up because they're like, oh, you were selling, kids were paying you to sell porno videos, but instead you gave them, like, I don't even know, like, animal porn, something so weird. And all I know is there was a reference, I think, to animal porn. Also, my husband walked in when I was watching an anime, not with humans having sex with animals, but just with sexy anthropomorphic animals getting sexy, and he kept referring to it as my bestiality show. It's just a show about anthropomorphic animals, Pete, and they happen to be sexy at times, because, like, humans, you be sexy at times. Okay? And it's a brilliant show. So I just feel like my husband keeps walking in on things, and it's starting to get weird, but I'm just playing innocent content. So anyway, guys, if you want to call us at 570-PODWOD1. Oh, by the way, I'll also plug that show that is about anthropomorphic animals called Beastars. It's on Netflix, and it's one of the best animes I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, I'm sorry, let me repeat it. 570-PODWOD1. You could email us at...
Y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
And as always, you can slide into my DMs at RissVandal. And if you'd like to see any of the other media I create, it's all in my bio in my Instagram. I also review snacks on Instagram. I do too many things. Well, guys, thank you for listening and bearing with us and while we were gone for a while. And stay safe out there.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.